This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome once again to another hour of What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you for being there. Hi, folks. Scott Hannon live at the University of Mary. Gary Thalton School of Business right next to the Kirk Lanterman Financial Center ticker. So you can see right behind me here, lots of red, although there is some green today. I've noticed that. There's a little bit of green on the board, so not bad. U.S. Bank, how's that doing today? Well, it's up 55 cents. How about that? Yeah. So, Todd, your retirement is safe here, just so you know. Todd, okay, the radio guy joining us today on the program. Texter says, watched your rally last night, laughed way too hard about your Pete Hegseth story. All right, Dr. Scott Jensen, I think, is going to give us a little more detail about what exactly the Pete Hegseth story is, so that'll be good. Pete is a good friend of ours as well from Fox News Channel. And What's on Your Mind brought to you today by our friends, by the way, at PetroServe USA. This is the time of day we make you hungry, by the way. And so today being Tuesday, I know they have a hot beef sandwich and the chicken pot pie ready to go at PetroServe USA, where I stopped yesterday and had a great burger and scalloped potatoes for a side. That's at exit 292 in Valley City. Meatloaf or corn dogs with mac and cheese, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Tater Tot Hot Dish, NP Avenue. Swedish meatballs in Glendon. Tacos in Yulin today. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better and also get home cooking and grab it go convenience. So tell them Scott sent you. Dr. Scott Jensen on caucus night in Minnesota. Welcome back to the program. How are you?
Very good, Scott, and thanks for having me on.
Glad to have you back. So you better start with this texter that says, watched the rally last night, laughed way too hard about the Pete Hegseth story. So what's the Pete Hegseth story?
Well, it's perhaps not my finest moment, but what the heck. Once we announced about 10 months ago, I was asked to be on Fox and Friends to talk about our governor run. And so it was a Friday night. I went to bed. My wife was visiting her family in Wisconsin, and I set the alarm, and I read the email, and they told me what they wanted to talk about. So the next morning, about, I think, 5:30 in the morning or something, my phone rang, and I answered it, and it was a producer from New York. And they said, are you ready for the to set up your shot and get the segment going? And I said, well, I thought we were going to do that in about an hour. I had my alarm set. And they said, you're on in 7 minutes. I said, oh, that's nice. So, you know, I was in bed. And so they said, do we need to cancel? Are you not going to be able to be ready? I said, oh, no. And my team had worked very hard to coordinate with Fox and Friends. And so I jumped out of bed and I said, let me just get the shot set up. I'll turn my computer on. So I'm doing that. I'm turning the computer on. I realize I'm running around the house in my underwear. And my hair looks like I stuck my finger in electric socket. So I ran into the bathroom, got my hair wet, combed it, and grabbed a shirt on the way out and put that on and sat down. And they set up a shot, and they said, okay, we're ready to go. And I realized I'm in my underwear, but that was fortunately below the line of the viewer and the table that I was sitting at. So Pete comes on, and I'm probably looking a bit disheveled. And I was expecting to talk about the governor's race and maybe a little bit about COVID. And his first question was, so what do you think about the crisis at the southern border? And he said, have you been thinking about that? I said, oh, yeah, I've been thinking about that a lot. And I said, that's what happens when you don't have well thought out policies. And he came back with a follow up question. I'm sitting in my underwear. I feel completely empty. And, he asked another question about the fact that some of the illegal immigrants coming across the border were being shipped up to Minnesota to help in the processing function. And I said, again, if you don't have well thought out policies and make appropriate plans, you're going to run into troubles like this. And I think Pete realized that I was absolutely ready to shift topics. And so I told the story last night, and I shared because Pete's mom and dad were there. And I said, so right now today we have the parents of the only national broadcaster who's ever interviewed me in my underwear. And they thought that was funny.
Well, that is funny. I'm glad somebody was watching and shared that story with us so we could get you to tell the audience that wasn't there last night a little bit about it. Tonight is caucus night in Minnesota, and explain what you're asking for your supporters to do.
Well, Scott, I'm absolutely convinced that there's a reason why the conservative movement has lost statewide elections 25 times in a row. I don't think we have a broad enough appeal. We've not taken Ronald Reagan's advice to throw a bigger tent. We've got to do way better with women in Minnesota. Republicans haven't done as well as they should, and we haven't done that well with minority groups, and we haven't done very well with millennials and Gen Zs. And so our campaign has tried to have a statewide campaign appealing to people of all sorts, and we shattered fundraising records and have a 500,000 people following us every day. So that's what we've been trying to do. But caucus night is a different animal. Caucus night is all about going to the, if you will, the old political guard, the people that go every year or every other year to the precinct caucuses. And so it's a much more confined, laser-focused campaign. And so tonight, because we've spent so much of our effort trying to campaign to all of Minnesota, we're asking people, please come out and come to the caucuses and at least participate in the straw vote to demonstrate some reflection of the movement that we've created. Because if all we have attending the caucuses tonight is the typical people that come every other year, you're going to have, I think, a group of people that are going to be the hard workers and the activists in the months to come. But that group of people won't be able to get a Republican governor elected in November. Republicans don't elect Republican governors. Independents do. We don't have enough Republican voters in this state to get over that 50% mark. We need the independents. And so for me, it's a little bit of a, you know, we're running a statewide race, but right now we're involved very sharply in trying to appeal to those 2,000 or 3,000 high propensity attenders of the state convention. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. And there's a lot of people listening who care deeply about the direction the country is going right now, and as well what is happening in your case in the state of Minnesota, which is becoming unrecognizable to any rational person, especially in the metro area. So speak to somebody who's never been to a caucus, has no idea what to expect. That can be intimidating. You don't know what you're going to. You feel like, I don't know the process, so I'm just not going to go. So talk to people that have not been involved politically about what a caucus is and what you were asking of your supporters to do.
Remember when you're there tonight, everybody puts their socks on one at a time. It might be an intimidating process, but you'll see how it flows very quickly. The bottom line is you are going to be gathering with your conservative neighbors in your neighborhood, in your precincts, and you're going to do two things. You're going to have an opportunity to participate in the straw vote, and then you're going to have the opportunity to vote for people from your community, from your neighborhoods, in terms of who will be the delegates, who will represent you and your neighborhood at the next level, which will be a convention most likely in March. I would want people to remember this. We need to recognize that our political system is broken, and the only way we're going to fix it is for every Minnesotan to participate. You know the old saying, show up or shut up. We need you to show up, because you're not going to get common sense from politicians. We've seen that over and over again. At the political level in St. Paul, the leaders have not been willing to have conversations about term limits. They've given Jan Malcolm job security that I don't think she's earned. We're stuck with California car emissions. I think that we need to change it. And that's why my wife and I made the decision we're going to run. We said, doggone it, this is broken. It's interesting to me, Scott, that I'm most sharply criticized for participating during my one Senate term in hard conversations. And I'm most sharply praised for my willingness to participate in hard conversations in regards to COVID. So it's okay for me to raise my hand and say, You're asking me to corrupt the way we're doing death certificates. It's okay for me to be on Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson, Rush Limbaugh, and all that, and speak, if you will, a contrarian narrative. But when I was in the Senate, I did that same thing, whether it was Medicare buy-in, how do we do health care, do we talk about public safety, is our background check system working, should we talk about decriminalizing trivial amounts of marijuana. I talked about anything that my constituents wanted me to talk about. And talking is one thing, voting is another. And so I find myself in this almost bipolar campaign. Folks, I will be your champion when it comes to foolish and silly and over-controlling COVID policies. But I also need people to understand that I am a controversial, skeptical kind of candidate. I will talk to anybody about anything. And that doesn't mean that I believe what they're saying. It's just that we can have a conversation. And that's been the challenging part for me. So I would ask people, please recognize that hard conversations are what politicians are allergic to, but what we should be having.
All right. Tonight, Minnesota Caucus Night, we're going to talk more with Dr. Scott Jensen when we come back on What's on Your Mind, and welcome your calls. 258-0550. More after this.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance. That's my agent. I want him to be yours, too. DJ, tell folks what you're most excited about with this new farm program you have.
Farm operations are set up as entities, a lot of different things going on a farm. We have the ability to insure all of that under one policy. We can customize it to really fit their needs and protect them how they need to be protected.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641, djcoulter.com. Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. Or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT.
Not sure if you saw this, but Grant Stinchfield is on Newsmax exposing Nancy Pelosi's hypocrisy. Reports say Nancy Pelosi could be worth as much as $250 million. And she recently even made up to $30 million on stock trades with big tech. Stinchfield is tired of Pelosi's hypocrisy, and he's launched a petition called Give It Back Nancy, demanding that she return the $30 million to help poor families. You need to join his Stinchfield petition. Go online now to giveitbacknancy.com. That's giveitbacknancy.com. And join Stinchfield on Newsmax, 7 p.m. Central, revealing the truth about Pelosi. You'll also see Michael Savage and Dick Morris on Stinchfield. Get Newsmax on every major cable system. If your cable operator doesn't carry Newsmax, tell them you want it. Or watch Newsmax free on your streaming platforms. Millions are turning to Newsmax, a source you can trust. Watch Stinchfield tonight and hold Pelosi accountable. Go to giveitbacknancy.com. Giveitbacknancy.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What's on your mind? By the way, the travel is a little treacherous today in some parts of North Dakota. It looks like 94 is pretty good, Jamestown to the Montana border. But as you get, Jamestown, Valley City, a little more of the ice and snow cover. The really bad stuff looks to be around and north of Minot, The whole northern top third of the state is just in treacherous condition. Devil's Lake down just north of Valley City and Jamestown, it kind of extends down there too. So DOT tells us that I-29, what did I see here? North Dakota 200, 7 miles east of 281 and North Dakota 200, the traffic hazard there. Crash on 52. East, 3.5 miles east of the junction of North Dakota 3 south, but Harvey. And then I-29 northbound, mile marker 297, that's at the Demers exit. There's a crash there, too, causing some delays. So there are roads that are in tough shape right now. In fact, some delays. Where's the crash here? It says closed or blocks, road blocked by a jackknife semi. Where exactly is that?
That's the one on 200. 7 miles east of 281.
Got it. 7 miles east of 281 and North Dakota 200 east of Carrington there. So be careful. Back with more of our conversation with Dr. Scott Jensen, candidate for governor of Minnesota, in just a moment. Brought to you today by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons, the indoor air quality experts. COVID, in my mind, is not going anywhere, right? It's going to be a very flu-like thing, you know, here and in different variants and whatnot, but it's not going to be poof gone, right? And besides COVID, there's all kinds of things in the air, viruses and mold and everything else. So indoor air quality is extremely important no matter what you're fighting. And the folks that are pros at that for the major schools as well as the long-term care facilities is H.A. Thompson & Sons. Find out more at hatandsons.com. Back with Dr. Scott Jensen. So great advice on getting involved in the caucuses. Now let's talk about you versus your opponents for the Republican nomination. You got Paul Gazelka, who's a Politico, kind of the establishment candidate, I would say, obviously for his time in the Senate and leadership. You've got Kendall Qualls, who comes out of the business community and a military background as well, and there are others in this race as well. I see that you had a pretty impressive fundraising support that has come out. So just give us an update on where you're at in this process, which really is for the Republican nomination, right? You want the Republican Party to back your candidacy for governor, and explain what your argument is for those folks at the caucus as well as ultimately for Minnesota Republicans, rather.
We are laser focused on getting the endorsement, to be sure. We had shattered any fundraising records for the off year. Previously, Tim Walz had it at $1.1 million, and we raised over $1.2 million. A Republican has never gotten close to that. So I think it's important to ask, where did that come from? It came from all the folks in Minnesota, and actually some from the entire nation. But I think 91% of our donations were from Minnesotans, and our average donation was somewhere around $70 to $75. So this is truly a movement. We had the same kind of thing. Before we announced, I had something like perhaps 130,000 people following me on social media. And now we're somewhere four times that. We're at 600,000 almost between Facebook and Twitter. And I'm not even counting TikTok, which we're back on, Instagram, YouTube. I think our podcast is one of the top 2.5% in the country for political podcasts. So there's been a movement, and it's been fueled by the everyday Minnesotan. And I think that's the important thing. Scott, I break out in hives thinking about the dysfunctional nature of leadership in the political realm. What you get with that kind of leadership is you get a lot of gridlock. You get a lot of backroom deals. You get a lot of bigwigs rubbing elbows and making decisions for the masses. You get a lot of omnibus bills where you hide behind them. Frankly, politicians could play a pretty good game of basketball based on how they do the dodge and weave down at the Capitol. But when I think of leadership, I want to be the kind of leadership that says, you know what, I am going to speak truth to power, even if it means my medical license will be investigated over and over again. I will resist being in groupthink. I will not surround myself with people who are inclined to say, yes, Dr. Jensen, you're right. I want people to say, Dr. Jensen, I think you're miscalculating here. You need to rethink that. I have been unflinching in the breach to the point where my very livelihood and my family's peace of mind has been disrupted by COVID, and I've not flinched. And I will speak for all Minnesotans, particularly the unborn, the people in the twilight of their years, as well as the people who live in the shadows of life. There's a lot of folks out there who don't have the things that we take for granted every day, and they need a voice. And lastly, in keeping with President Trump's playbook, I have absolute appreciation for his teaching America that you can trailblaze the hard issues. You can take on NATO and NAFTA. You can talk about the wall. You can talk about DACA. You can be courageous, and even though that might be challenging, risky, fraught political ground to walk on, we have to be able to do that. Otherwise, we will continue to sink along the path we're on now, Scott.
All right. I have a couple of questions for you that have come from texters here, Dr. Jensen. One says, if the jab therapy is so safe, why then is it reduced to 10% of an adult dose for children? And just who, and I need names, who are all these regulators that are pushing for pharma to seek emergency approval and get kids jabbed? Get out and question this now, not tomorrow.
Whoever the caller is, I don't disagree, and I got myself in hot water and investigated because I did submit an affidavit requesting a temporary restraining order against the FDA before we started vaccinating children. I think those questions you're asking are legitimate questions. They've always been legitimate. If you look at the VAERS data, you'll see that with this vaccine, we have had more complications and deaths associated with it than all the other vaccines combined over the last 30 years. So, yes, there's an issue. On the other hand, if you are over the age of 65 and you have multiple underlying conditions, I think the data is clear that vaccines do reduce your chances of being hospitalized or dying. If you're over 75 and you've got a lot of underlying conditions and you get COVID, you've got a 1 in 20 chance, 5% chance of dying of COVID. The vaccine reduces that dramatically. So I don't think this has to be an all or none thing. If someone thinks that I'm an anti-vaxxer and that's why they're going to support me, then they should not support me. I vaccinate children every day, and my children are fully vaccinated. But we choose which vaccines we want, because when it comes to a medical intervention, I think health freedom trumps everything else.
Other questions here for you, and I have a follow-up question to that I want to get to as well. But give me a quick answer on this one. If elected governor, will you give attention to those outside of the metro area? Right now, Governor Walz has avoided attempts to speak to those up in the northwestern part of the state.
I will absolutely be passionate supporters for Greater Minnesota. I am deeply offended by urban dwellers thinking that they get to determine what kind of an economy Greater Minnesota will have. I don't care whether you're talking about miners not being able to mine, or farmers not being able to farm, or farmers having to pay for buffer zones that make no sense at all. I think that Greater Minnesota has every reason to believe that they have been chumped, and that's going to stop.
All right, one more question. Actually, it might be two here, one from me and one from another listener. Hang tight. We'll finish this conversation on the other side of the break. This is What's on Your Mind live today at the University of Mary. Big announcement coming up in the noon hour. We'll have that covered live on our websites and social media today for you on What's on Your Mind. Brought to you by PetroServe USA. Home cook and grab-and-go convenience is waiting for you on this cold day. Just come to a PetroServe USA near you.
At the University of Mary, we offer an education for the whole of life. Our values-based, flexible, and affordable education will prepare you for success and help you become a leader in your field. Whether you want to start your degree for the first time or continue your education, whether you are a working professional or want to pursue school full-time, join us for an education that will help you make a positive impact in our community. Discover the Mary difference. UMary.edu. That's UMary.edu.
My pals at Action Movers are now offering the lowest local move rate in North Dakota. It's the lowest advertised rate in 20 years. $99 an hour for two men in a truck. All you need to do is mention Scott. Not only the lowest local move rate, but the best movers in the state. They're professionally trained. They're background checked. Action Movers, North Dakota's best moving company since 1932. Family owned, veteran owned. Call now. 566-5532. 566-5532. Mention Scott to take advantage of this great offer.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Tom Brady makes it official and makes his retirement announcement Tuesday morning after 22 NFL years. Record number of illegal immigrants continue to pour into our country with one startling fact. Nearly half of those apprehended in December were from outside the Border Triangle countries. Yuma County Sheriff Leon Wilmot on Fox News.
It's a mess. He's diluted Border Patrol and their ability. He won't prosecute anybody that enters the country illegally.
President Biden continues to say the Triangle countries' problems is why we have a surge at the border.
One of the fundamental things we got to do, in addition to some of the changes we'll make, we don't get into today, but if we figure out why they're leaving in the first place.
The State Department has received a written response from Russia's government to the American proposal on de-escalating Ukraine border tensions. Details were not released. Secretary of State Blinken and Russia's Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov will talk on the phone today. USA Radio News.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ivarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Back on What's on Your Mind, live from the University of Mary. Big day today here at the University of Mary. There will be an announcement coming at noon today, press conference out here, which we'll cover on social media, but the single biggest gift in the history of the University of Mary. So, exciting day. Can't wait to tell you more about that as we get the news later today. And we're going to talk a little bit about the Rural School Leadership Institute at the University of Mary. The School Administration Program Director of the University of Mary is with us, and we're going to chat with him in a little bit after we finish our chat with Dr. Steve Jensen here at the joining us by phone today on caucus night in Minnesota. A lot happening there as well. We're brought to you in part today by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation, and you ought to know that oil and natural gas touches every corner of North Dakota. To the tune, by the way, of $4.5 billion in wages paid. That's just an annual number. That's pretty incredible. 60,000 jobs, a $40.2 billion economic impact. So that's like over a quarter of the entire economy of North Dakota. So pretty amazing stuff. Find out more at ndpetroleum.org. North Dakota oil and natural gas advancing the possibilities. All right, Dr. Jensen, one follow-up question I have from the conversation from a listener related to your suggestion that if you're 16 over, you should get vaccinated. Comorbidities, you should get vaccinated. And then, obviously, the question of risk-reward versus the younger you get and without any health issues. We talked to Dr. Peter McCullough last week at length, and I asked him, what percentage of people, we hear so often, you used the term earlier, the vast majority of people that have been hospitalized or have had, obviously the worst outcome, death, were not vaccinated. I asked him what percentage of those people that he believes were, had early treatments available to them. He said 1%. So, the vast majority, 99%, didn't have access to early treatment, either because they couldn't get it or because, they let it go too long or whatever. My question is, have we skewed those numbers on the unvaccinated being, the ones that are hospitalized, the ones that are the majority of the deaths, when you hear the tragic numbers that, if he's right, 1% are the only ones in that group that had early treatments? That seems awful, What is your take on that?
I think we skewed the numbers in many ways. I agree with Dr. McCullough that the percentage of people that had available to them early treatments, pre-hospital treatments, even pre-disease treatments, was very small. We've done a terrible job putting out the public health message that vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc queer seat and 500 milligrams a day help. Get off the couch, lose 5 pounds. Those kinds of things help strengthen our immune system. But then when people got COVID, we should have been there to treat them. Doctors abandoned their patients in patients' times of need. Frankly, patients have been dismissed from a doctor's practice because they dared to ask for something like hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin. This will be a lasting legacy from how we handle this. But there's another way, Scott, that we skew data. We say that if someone gets sick within 14 days of receiving a vaccine, that they're unvaccinated. I mean, we have the confounding variables of what if they got sick from the vaccine? What if on the 14th day after they got vaccinated, by rights, they should have had some antibodies forming already by then, and they get sick, but we're still calling that an unvaccinated person, even though they were vaccinated 14 days earlier? We're skewing data. It's the same thing that happened with the nursing homes. When some nursing homes were calling anything COVID as a death, if it was within 30 days of a positive test. These kinds of corruption of data have got to not go unchallenged. We will need to do audits, and we will need to hold people accountable, because never again should we flounder and muddle our way through a pandemic like this. Scott, I would say this. It was absolute sheer arrogance on the part of bureaucrats, physicians, scientists, the FDA, CDC, to think that you could polarize a point 1 micron viral particle into submission through some sort of zero tolerance policy. It wasn't going to work. Australia's learning it. We've learned it all over the map. We see that when it comes to natural immunity, that's a real thing. It isn't some conspiracy theory. We can look to so many countries in Israel, Europe, all over the world that recognize it. Natural immunity is a powerful tool as we deal, especially with this Omicron variant.
Texture says, how about holding the people accountable that caused this terrible man-made virus? We all know it was strictly a political calculation to unleash this thing on the world 2 months before the Trump re-election opportunity. You know, we really haven't gotten to the root cause of that and the origins here. Do you agree there needs to be more accountability there, Dr. Jess?
I absolutely agree, and I would say this. Not only do those people have to be accountable for their actions, they need to be accountable for their cover-up. Do you remember a guy named Richard Nixon in Watergate? We have seen a cover-up of data. We have seen people argue and quibble about gain of function and what it means. I think there's clear evidence that there was gain of function research going on. I remember in the late 1990s when Bill Clinton wanted to argue with the nation about what the word is means. Good grief. We're seeing the same thing play out 25 years later. Dr. Fauci has some real answering to do because he has been deflective and disingenuous and duplicitous at multiple levels, and I don't think anybody really feels that he's being straightforward.
Last comment, not a question, but it says, Amen, Scott Jensen. Fuzzy math from government and medical industry and big pharma is the enemy here, and it sounds like you certainly agree with that. Again, caucuses tonight in Minnesota. Anything else you want to say quickly before I let you go?
Well, I know that I'm not going to be the darling choice of the political elite. But I think if we want to win in November, and we want a practical pragmatist who's willing to be a maverick and say, let's go down there and get stuff done, then I'm your person. Thank you much. I'd love your support tonight.
And one other question that I do want your comment on, that this is mostly a fail from our medical doctors. What happened to the Hippocratic Oath? We can expect it from politicians and big pharma. But to Peter McCullough's point, number one is to find a heroic doctor. And his advice to us on the program was twofold. One, the vaccines just need to stop right now until we do more study. But second of all, ask your doctor. You know, find a doctor you trust, and one of the questions you've asked to find out, hey, is this a doctor I can trust, is if I get COVID, how will you treat me? Do you agree with that?
I agree completely. At many levels, I'm ashamed of what the medical profession has done. I think we have betrayed and abandoned patients. We have been absolutely taken up by groupthink, and my medical profession has made George Orwell look brilliant.
Dr. Scott Jensen, thanks for the time. Good luck in the caucus conversation tonight, and we'll talk again on this journey towards your quest for the Republican nomination for governor of Minnesota. Thanks for the time.
Thank you, Scott.
Dr. Scott Jensen with us on the program today. Our next guest here at the University of Mary is Dr. Jeffrey Lind. We have doctors today. Dr. Lind is a school administration program coordinator here at the University of Mary. We're going to talk a little bit today about the Rural School Leadership Institute. Dr. Lind, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you here. First of all, what do you do as school administration program coordinator?
Basically, my function is to work in the graduate school, and our job is to train aspiring school administrators. So we get teachers that are working in the field interested in taking that step into school administration, and they come to our program for seeking that degree and get credentialed to be a principal.
Well, there's no, that's a thankless job right now. It's a tough one. Do you have interest in that position? People aspiring to that, or are they shying away given all the challenges?
Right now, our program is pretty strong. We've got a good number of people in the program. I think as of last count in the last year, we've had 45 people that have been newly credentialed just in the past year. So the program right now is quite strong.
That's great. And we're hearing a lot about, you know, the challenges with COVID. So you need leaders. You need good leaders out there. We're going to talk today a little bit about the Rural School Leadership Institute, which is a partnership between the Burgum Foundation and the University of Mary. What does it do?
So the goal of the Rural Leadership Institute really is to focus on building leadership capacity in our smaller rural communities and rural schools. You know, as much as we have challenges everywhere with finding educators, it's really a challenge in our smaller communities to get people to come and stay in those communities. And so we developed this program to have a specific focus on building that capacity and people to go and work in those rural schools.
Yeah, and you've done this in other tracks with the developing leaders, and it's, you know, the people that are a part of it rave about what they get in the way of a takeaway. Talk about how people apply, what kind of candidate you're looking for, and what is available to them as part of this institute.
Sure. So as you mentioned, it's a partnership. This is the first time we've established a partnership with the Burgum Foundation, and they've generously agreed to provide some tuition assistance for people who are interested in working and serving and have experience in rural schools and know what it's all about to live in a rural community. So the focus is really on, in North Dakota terms, people are familiar with that kind of Class B idea of school size, and so that's really the target that we're looking for, people that have experience living and working in those places. And so the Burgum Foundation support will support up to 50% of their tuition for the program, and the University of Mary also has a scholarship that will support a summer residency, which is part of the program. So over the course of 6 semesters, the people in this cohort will come to campus during 2 summers, and so there's some scholarship support for them to be able to do that as well.
Wow, great program. How do people say, pick me, I want to be involved in this?
Yeah, so they go to University of Mary online and seek out our graduate programs, and if they go to graduate education programs, they will be able to find the school administration programs online, and they will be able to apply there. And our student success advisors will work closely with them to get them steered in the right direction to make sure they get into this pool. Our deadline for application is March 15th, so we're really hoping we get a good pool that has some interest in this program.
And what would be a natural trajectory with this? What kind of positions do you think this will better prepare the school leaders in the rural areas especially for?
So it's certainly will get you a credential to be a school principal, but there's other maybe things like instructional coaches or curriculum directors or those other positions. And we always encourage people to lead as teachers, be teacher leaders. And so even if there isn't an aspiration to become a school administrator tomorrow, to use the leadership skills they learn to lead from where they're at, we say.
All right, fantastic. And remember, when you apply for a program at the University of Mary, use the promo code Scott and your application fee is waived. So we're proud of that, too. Great partnership with the University of Mary. UMary.edu, and then they go from there to where to find out more about this?
So, so if you seek out our online programs and seek out the graduate programs in our online applications, if you click on apply, it will take you to the application to the graduate school. If you search for Rural School Leadership Institute, it should take you to a page with information.
Dr. Lind, thank you.
Thank you very much, Scott.
Rural North Dakota, the best of the best. We need leaders in those schools, and this is a great program. More after this.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
Hi, this is Andy Murnock with Pfeiffer's Auctioneers, your equipment auction team that gets results. There's never been a better time to turn iron into cash. Pfeiffer's equipment auction team is prepared to offer a free market analysis of your assets and provide uncomparable options for you, whether it's a private on-farm auction, a timed online-only auction, or consignment in any one of Pfeiffer's regional equipment auctions throughout North and South Dakota. Contact Pfeiffer's Auctioneers at 701-523-7366 to discuss your Pfeiffer's exclusive equipment auction for 2022, or log on to Pfeiffer's.com for all upcoming auctions.
Emily Bivens is the executive director of the Jamestown Area Chamber of Commerce. Tell me your thoughts on ethanol and what impact that has had on your community there.
Midwest Ag Energy is locally here over at Spiritwood, North Dakota, which is really close to Jamestown. So Midwest Ag Energy and the entire ethanol industry in our region really help us create a prosperous business environment, and that is what helps our members grow and succeed. They produce 75 million gallons of ethanol here locally and process about 25 million bushels of corn here per year, and they directly employ 2,000 jobs here in our area. So their impact on our economy and our workforce environment is great. They help us create this prosperous business environment, which is what the chamber is all about. And they're very active in our chamber. They're very good chamber members, very good community members, and we're lucky to have them be a part of the Jamestown area.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Schwann, BuickGMC.com, over 75 pre-owned trucks and SUVs, all clearly marked, priced to sell, all makes and models, and of course, most have that famous Schwann lifetime warranty. But if you're thinking new, 0% APR on Buick SUV models, 0% on most GMC models for well-qualified buyers, Buick Encore GX, 0% APR, and check out the 2023 GMC Sierra, kind of new, and waiting for you at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
All right, so we had this controversy over where is Marshall, North Dakota, right? We had to, not so much where, but we were trying to figure out what town is Howard from that a caller earlier called. I have new information that the population of Marshall, North Dakota is one. One.
One?
Yes. And
is his name Marshall by chance, first or last?
No, it's the mother of Brad Germanson, who's the famous world champion saddle bronc rider from Marshall, okay?
We're down to one.
I'm like, well, wait a minute. I thought Howard was from Marshall, so that should be at least two, right? And now I'm told that Howard lives in a suburb. a ranch about a mile east of Marshall. So we cleared that whole Marshall controversy up. I think Todd and I, we should go, we should tour the 10 smallest town in North Dakota, do the show from the 10 smallest
town.
There you go. Wouldn't that be great? Get out of the Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks web and just get out there amongst the real folks.
Oh man, you bet.
So love that. Hey, it is our final segment of What's on Your Mind for today. Don't forget, University of Mary, big announcement coming at noon today. We'll have it streamed on our website. We'll find out who the biggest single donor in the history of the University of Mary is and what that means for the future of their quest for 2030. And I just love this place. It just are amazing. So we're looking forward to that. Right now, I'm going to talk about one of the greatest days of the year all year long in North Dakota. It is Giving Hearts Day. It's expanded now. So, you know, there are Minnesota charities, a lot of North Dakota charities all throughout the region. Life-changing work done by these great charities. And the director of Giving Hearts Day, Amber DeCray, is back with us. Amber, are you ready for February 10th?
Hello. I am ready for February 10th. We're only about a week away. Can you believe it?
Oh, I can't. And so looking forward to our broadcast that day. I hear all the folks already saying, hey, pick me, out there talking to their, doing a little friend raising, you know, and trying to go. And I have a Chevy truck now, but it's a 2020. So I wouldn't mind upgrading to a 2022. I've been talking to my friends at Pucklish about that. But I could also win one. How the heck could I win that Chevy pickup from Gate City Bank?
Absolutely. So, in order to win this pickup for Gay City Bank, you can donate on Giving Hearts Day or before Giving Hearts Day. You can even go in and donate right now at givingheartsday.org. Pick a charity or charities to support. You could also win it by pledging to a charity to either volunteer with them or to give goods. So give, volunteer, or donate goods in all of those ways. Get you a chance to win that 2022 pickup that we're giving away for our grand prize in the sweepstakes.
Not just any pickup. This is a Chevy Silverado Trail Boss, folks. This is unbelievable. And I'm a Trail Boss driver. I love it. It's just that, you know, mine's a 2020, so that 2022 is a new body style. It's has an awesome cockpit in it. Oh, my. I say cockpit, dashboard, but you get the idea. It's really... it's got the latest and greatest, so I'm a big fan. That'd be a lot of fun, and it sounds pretty easy. And as far as, you know, checking out the different charities and the different causes, you make that so easy on the website, and I would encourage people not to wait till February 10th because it's almost overwhelming. But explain how you sort that all out on the website, how people can search by a cause and a particular charity that does the good work they like. Tell me about how that works, Amber.
You bet. So we try to make it incredibly easy for anyone to go out and find and search. So you are absolutely right. You go to givingheartsday.org, and if you click on the donate button, it'll bring you right to the page where you can sort and filter by a variety of ways to find a nonprofit that you are looking for or to find a new nonprofit. So you can sort by cause type, arts and culture, animals, mental health, faith-based, you name it. You can also search by nonprofits who are looking for volunteering opportunities or goods opportunities to get you into, you know, that list that filters. You can sort by and filter by location. And also there's some other ways that you can just, you know, go through and look and pick a nonprofit that you haven't even considered yet or even knew about and find out about them via their profile page.
It is fun to see the amount of good work that is being done in your community, where you live, on these important issues. My wife and I, you know, what little we have to give left over after putting kids through college and everything else, we always say every year, okay, who's doing good work on the pro-life front, you know? And there's so many good groups out there, whether it's the Women's Care Center in Fargo, Dakota Hope in Minot, you know, the St. Gianna's Maternity Home, The Perry Center, another really, really good one. They take in, pregnant mothers to be, and make sure that they have everything they need and good nutrition, everything. So there's, but that's a good example how that website works great. So anything new that's going to be a little different this year for Giving Hearts Day you want us to know about, Amber?
Yeah, okay, so new for Giving Hearts Day is we just launched yesterday. I'd love for you to take a look at our TikTok challenge. So if you search for Giving Hearts Day, you'll find a TikTok challenge, and here's what's going to happen. We are giving away, sponsored by Bell Bank and Dakota Medical Foundation, $25,000 for a GHD charity if your TikTok video submission gets selected.
Oh, Todd, I think, Todd, you and I got to do this. It would be my first TikTok, just so you know, and I wouldn't be very good at it.
Mine too.
Yeah. Tell us the website where we can check it all out.
Yeah, you bet. So go to givingheartsday.org.
Simple as that. And the countdown to February 10th is on. God bless you, folks. Got to go. Bye-bye.
For years, Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you. And we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
With Kinder Care in West Fargo, talking with Judy, whose mother is here, to find out what kind of experience they've had as a family.
Mother has been here about 4 years. Kinder Care is an answer to our prayers. Here she is part of the family. She's never in her room alone. She's just out with everyone. I can join in on every activity with her. They send me videos of her. I just can't say enough. She's so very well kept here.
Visit KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-3246 for a tour today.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.